Superhero movies can lead to existential quandaries, like, is a Spider-Man movie a Spider-Man movie without Spider-Man?
I've seen that man before. He was in the Amazon with my mom when she was researching spiders right before she died.
Madam Web stars Dakota Johnson as an ambulance driver who discovers she has mystical spider powers because her mother was bitten by an Amazonian spider while giving birth.
I don't understand what's happening.
Just go with it. She uses her precognition. Wait, is that something spiders have?
I can see the future.
Seeing the future is only the start.
Anyways, she can see the death of three teenage girls and tries to save them.
Those girls need your protection.
And you thought that radioactive spider bit was hogwash.
It's honestly like the least weird thing that's happened all day.
The film takes place in 2003, and it feels like it's been made then, in the era of Ben Affleck's Daredevil and Nicolas Cage's Ghost Rider, complete with goopy CGI and pulpy dialogue.
If you want to live, you have to trust me.
Spider-Man is a box office juggernaut, so naturally Sony wants to retain the rights to the characters.
I know, this sounds crazy.
The problem is that without Spider-Man himself, we're left with bizarre secondary characters. And without the oversight of Marvel Studios, we get nonsensical plots with cringeworthy dialogue.
That man's trying to kill you.
Why?
Who are you? What is going on?
Remember, this was the studio that brought you Morbius.
Let's try that again.
Madam Web gets 2 spider webs out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.